on March the 10th of 1980 at 11 o'clock on a Saturday night at 110 North Forest Street in the northernmost bedroom of the house, you know what happened to me? I got born again. I'd been raised up in church. I had sang in the choir. I'd done all sorts of religious things, but I was a sinner. But that night, 11 o'clock, I repented and believed, and God saved my soul. You say, preacher, does a church kid need to be saved? There is no difference. But now, wait a minute. This little phrase here, there is no difference, it's not the only time it's used in the book of Romans. It's also used in Romans chapter 10. Look over there with me just for a moment. In Romans chapter 10, the Bible said this, beginning in verse 8. Romans 10 and verse 8. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed, for there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You know what? There is no difference. We are all sinners, born that way, condemned, an enemy of God. That's how we were born. There was no difference. But you know what else? There is no difference. Anybody that will call on the Lord, God doesn't put a difference between them. Anybody that will repent and believe can be saved. There is no difference. The same Lord is rich unto all them that call upon him. He was rich when that 7-year-old girl called upon him. He was rich when that 67-year-old elder in the Anglican church called on him. He was rich when the preacher and his wife and the 2 kids called on him. He was rich when a fella down in Boomer, West Virginia, who was a drunk on the edge of divorce, come on a Sunday morning and got born again. He was rich when a little teenage girl sat on the front row in Gray, Georgia, and we just sang a song about heaven, and her grandma had just died, and she went to the preacher and said, if I die, I'm going to hell. I'll never see grandma again. I need to be saved. He was rich when she called on him and got saved. He was rich when there was a little, I don't remember, I think she was 11 years old. I was preaching in Georgia. She's sitting on the third row, or standing on the third row during the invitation, just weeping and crying, but would not come. And after the service, I stood at the back door, and she come walking by still crying. I said, honey, wouldn't you like somebody to take the Bible and show you how to be saved? She said, yes, please. And the preacher's daughter sat down with her. She called on the Lord, and guess what? There is no difference. The Lord was rich and saved her soul. There is no difference this morning. I don't care how moral you've been, how honest you've been, how kind you've been. I also don't care how wicked you've been or how ungodly you've been. There is no difference. You need a Savior, and Christ will save you. But without Him, you'll die and go to hell. He is your only hope. There is no difference. We sang about it a little bit earlier. 3 men hanging on crosses on top of a hill. 2 of them, one on each side, are thieves. And they're being condemned for their own sin. 1 of them hanging in the middle is God in the flesh, Jesus Christ, who never sinned. But he's taking my sin upon himself. You know what he was? Jesus was, listen to me now, he was moral, he was honest, he was kind, he was loving, he was obedient, but he's dying just like those 2 thieves are dying. How can that be? Because there is no difference. And when he became my sin, he had to suffer the same judgment that those 2 thieves suffered, because there is no difference. You say, preacher, I've been kind and good and moral and honest. It didn't matter. When God's own Son hung on the cross, who was the kindest, most honest, most moral, most obedient human that ever lived, he still suffered the condemnation of his Father because he became my sin. And you could be kind and honest and moral and religious and still die without Christ and go to hell. Because there is no difference. But thank God this morning, if you'll just, you say, Lord, my good works won't get me to heaven. My religion won't get me to heaven. My honesty, my morality won't get me to heaven. But I'll come as a sinner and take my place before God as a sinner. And I'll ask him to be merciful to me because of what Jesus did on the cross of Calvary. There's a fellow in the Bible who was so under conviction about his sin, he's ashamed to look toward heaven. But here's what he said. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And he went down to his house justified. Why? Because there is no difference. There is no difference. I want you to bow your heads a moment, if you will, please.